This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, May 6, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. When celebrities get together to give back their answer to poverty in the world, so often misses a key point. Cato Institute's founder and president Ed Crane found himself watching American Idol, Idol Gives Back. He suggests that celebrities take a good look at how to help the poor of the world create their own wealth.
My daughters make me watch American Idol when it's on. And a few weeks ago, they had what they call their Idol Gives Back fundraiser. And they bring dozens of celebrities and politicians in to help raise money for the world's poor, and particularly Africa. So you had celebrities on this show over two nights, like Billy Crystal, Robin Williams, Kiefer Sutherland, Bono, Brad Pitt, Snoop Dogg, athletes like Peyton Manning, and of course the politicians like Hillary Clinton and John McCain and Barack Obama. And they all make a pitch to give money, and there'll be clips of children suffering and blind people begging, and it just tugs at your heart. It's very compelling stuff. The problem is that what they should be focusing on is not the cause of poverty, because poverty is a natural state of man, but what allows people to get out of poverty, what creates wealth. They raised $65 million from generous and caring Americans, and that's a good thing. But, you know, there are 2.5 billion people living in abject poverty, living on less than $2 a day. And so the money just is a drop in the bucket. It doesn't have any impact. And to me, the frustrating thing about Idol Gives Back is you've got all this attention because of these celebrities, and not one of them addresses how wealth is created. They just say, give money and we will help the poor. Well, you know, a large part of the money is going to go to bureaucrats and corrupt politicians, but undoubtedly some of it gets through and does actually help people. In the meantime, there are 2.5 billion people living in poverty, and that is not the answer.
From the work of Peter Bauer, Hernando de Soto, more recently William Easterly, and now it's sort of understood among development economists that aid doesn't necessarily translate to self-sustaining growth in countries, but the celebrity classes seem unaffected by that knowledge.
You know, and that shame on them, because they have this ability to communicate with the world, and they are apparently oblivious to what's going on. We put out with the Fraser Institute in Canada and dozens of other market-oriented think tanks around the world what is an annual survey of the economic freedom in the world, and we survey some 141 nations. And economic freedom is well, for one thing, it's based on the rule of law and honest courts and respect for contracts and private property. And so we analyze all these nations based on those kind of criteria. And the correlation between economic freedom and prosperity is just overwhelmingly positive. The same with economic freedom and clean water, the same with economic freedom and sanitation, economic freedom and low infant mortality, economic freedom and longevity. These are all directly correlated to the amount of economic freedom you have in the world. So you have countries like Hong Kong and Switzerland, England, the United States, Ireland, Chile, who do very well in the scores, and they have much greater economic freedom than most nations. And then at the bottom end of the spectrum, you have countries like Zimbabwe, Venezuela, the Republic of the Congo, you know, the poorest nations with the greatest amount of poverty have almost no economic freedom. And why celebrities can't get that point through their head, I don't know. But it's very, very frustrating to watch a show like that that has the attention of tens of millions of people around the world and realize that nobody's addressing this issue. I would love for Brad Pitt next year to go on television and say, I think we should all call on the government of Zimbabwe to protect private property, to institute the rule of law, to end the inflation and end the corruption. And that is how we can get people out of poverty. But I'm not holding my breath.
Ed Crane is the founder and president of the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can get your copy of the Economic Freedom of the World Index at cato.org.